Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Luke and Pete Show. It is a Thursday and it is the 2nd of December, Luke. Bloody the Christmas hell. Party season is upon us.
Yeah, what's your approach to generally to Christmas parties?
Oh, I just stand by the corner of the room and just try and sort of slink off as soon as I can, to be quite frank, yeah.
I went to an absolutely brilliant Christmas party when we were... I'm probably not going to say the company.
Right.
But you will be familiar with this.
Mm.
Please don't say the company.
Okay.
I went to a very good Christmas party at this company.
Okay.
I mean, people are going to work it out because you were there as well.
Right.
And
Durex.
It was at a basement bar under a hotel on Piccadilly.
Okay.
And I got kicked out for swinging on the chandelier.
And it was I don't remember this
brilliant.
At all.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Sounds cool.
It was so good.
Yeah.
You remember?
Why are you not?
I think you might have DJ'd it.
What year was it?
Now you're asking. 2007.
Oh, God knows. God knows.
It was brilliant.
Right, okay.
Really good fun.
Cool.
I like Christmas parties, but do you know what really kind of dampens my spirit?
What?
Not a Christmas party, depending on who it is. I mean, sometimes it's like ones you'd rather avoid.
Yeah.
Especially in the media industry, because there's too many of them.
Mm.
I'll go to them, but I don't want to be going... Do you know when the diary falls and you've got 1, 2, 3 in a row?
Yeah,
killer.
1, 2, 3 hit, yeah.
It just gives me such social anxiety, I can't tell you.
Why?
Because I know I'll be in a bad mood and hungover by the second one.
Yes.
And you can't drive, no one drives anywhere in London, so you can't say I'm driving.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it, I suppose? Yeah. I like getting invites to Christmas parties that I didn't think I'd be invited to. That's always quite exciting. You say, oh.
Is that your euphemistic way of you invite yourself to certain, certain places? Take your big plate with you, Alan.
Yeah, December's it's always quite quiet for me.
I'm not doing anything tonight.
In the industry that we work in, and it's not necessarily the podcast industry, because we fucking graft it, if you don't let me say.
Yeah.
But the service providers, let's say, about now, they'll be going, right, no one's doing any work.
No, exactly.
No sales, like the agencies and stuff. They just sort of take December off effectively, and it's just parties.
They basically think that every piece of work they have to do takes maybe circa 3 weeks. There's no point starting it until January. And then by the time January comes around, everyone's so demotivated, nothing gets done anymore. I actually think if you really forensically studied it, the only amount of commercial work that actually gets done in this industry happens probably between about March and September.
Yeah, and because by September, everyone's kind of fall, autumn, winter wallets are, you know, they spend all of their money, don't they? They spend all of their cash, and it's like, right, well, you don't spend anything in December. There's no point.
No,
everyone
it's
will have
spent
all of spaffed all their money on in mid-December.
October and November's normally really big.
I'm a man who leaves it quite late with his presents. It will not surprise you.
What an amazing surprise.
But with presents, I would like something new that I've not seen before. So advertise to me 21st of December.
Yeah.
And give me an extra delivery.
I don't think there's enough targeted at people like that. When we did live shows, remember, it used to be like, a few of us would be like, the ones who plan stuff like me would be like, fucking hell, we haven't sold X amount of tickets. And you would always say, relax, man. I don't decide what I'm going to do till like 2 days before the weekend.
That is true.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it always was fine.
Yeah.
So there are people who work and operate in that way. On the subject of Christmas chat and Christmas parties, I, for one, cannot fucking believe we are still living in a world where the soundtrack to Christmas adverts is a woman.
A breathy indie woman.
Doing an acoustic version of a known song on a guitar. Why is that still happening?
It's almost become a bit of a pastiche these days, hasn't it? Yeah,
they still did it seriously, though.
They still did it seriously.
I think
right.
so.
Did Tesco upset everyone? Did Tesco do a pro-vaccine advert? Because my dad forwarded me the Expedia reviews for a Tesco's in London or something. And they sort of...
Apparently, 1,500... I mean, just take a moment. Please, whatever you're doing, if you're commuting or you're running or you're at the gym, just take a moment to be
looking
present.
For the middle distance.
I'm going to do Andy from Headspace here.
Right.
And not judging or trying to change it, but just noting.
Is it Headspace, which is Calm, where they've got the
Headspace
Irish...
Andy, he's amazing. He sounds exactly like that. Just noting.
It's an Irish bloke who, he sort of talks, I used to be a rugby player.
People love the Irish accent and
now
all that stuff, a soft Irish accent.
I whisper on the internet.
Yeah. Mm. Andy from Headspace is cool.
Right.
He's like, just think about how you feel right now.
Yeah.
Not what you're doing tomorrow.
Not what beans is suitable for.
Not if you've
best breakfast.
Not put quite enough Tabasco in your beans, but what the beans taste like now.
Yeah. Don't think about what's in the sewer that's running beneath you.
And it's...
ectoplasm.
$49.99. No, it's not. Anyway, think about the people. Just take a moment. Do an Andy from Headspace.
Imagine all the people.
Imagine the 1,500 people that have actually complained through a variety of different methods, one can only assume, about the fact that the Tesco Christmas ad this year shows Santa presenting his COVID vaccine passport at border control.
Oh, is that what it is then? Right, okay,
and
that's why
I am loath, as I said on Monday, to get into the fucking issue of, you know, culture war bullshit that permeates every aspect of our society. And I hope people think of this show as an antidote to that. But I am going to fucking say this.
Mm.
When I was a kid, and part of the reason that all of us are here now, and I hope you don't mind me saying, Pete, you've been sickly in the past.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's because of fucking vaccines.
Yes.
Because vaccines are always... Listen, I was always led to believe that vaccines against potentially fucking fatal illnesses were a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, it's become a vehicle for stupid people to fucking vent about some so-called, like, government control.
Yeah.
Right? People are trying to help you sometimes. You know, it's free. It'll more than likely stop you dying. It's a good idea.
I know someone, anti-vaxxer. I've taken MCAT with them.
Off you'll a toilet
put that,
seat.
You'll put that in a toilet. You'll put that on it. That shit in your body, plant food or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
I know of a anti-vaxxer. He's a fucking moron, right? And I'm not just saying he's a moron because he's an anti-vaxxer, but he is.
Mm.
And he went to a demonstration with a placard saying, "What's wrong with using your body's own immune system to fight diseases?" Are you being fucking serious, right? So presumably you are of the opinion that the body can just sort itself out.
Yeah, right? Wolverine style.
Have you ever been to a fucking hospital, first and foremost, right? Do you know what the average life expectancy is in this country and what it used to be, right? It is so beyond moronic that it actually angers me that we are, again, it comes back to what we're saying on Monday. Mm. These people are establishing the rules of the game and we have to play the game.
And we have to argue the
obvious shit.
We have to argue the obvious shit. We have to argue real building block ABC stuff. Imbeciles because they think they are, they think they have the right to take the cooked breakfast, reimagine it, put it in different ways, different ramekins, and then selling it back to us as the actual truth and
the
light.
And we've got to buy it. We're at life's theme park where we can't go outside to buy something else.
Terrible company with dubious morals. After having been supplied horse meat to feed my son by this outfit...
Oh, no, shout out, listen.
Jose, now, I'll not have... I know what makes me laugh is, like, you have admitted there that a supermarket has supplied you horse meat to feed to your son that you're not happy with, and yet you've gone back.
I'm actually going to...
Now the advert has upset you.
I'm going to support this person.
Right.
Basically, going deep to a 2013 deep cut of the horse meat scandal... After everything that's gone on since then.
I didn't think Tesco was involved.
No, they
were.
They were. 2016 beyond, the world's gone mental, right? Having the fucking gumption and the clarity of thought to complain about that and go for a deep cut at the 2013 horse meat scandal, I think deserves credit.
Oh, my dad will do that all the time. He will He will, in his kind of like, I think Brexit is a good thing, actually. He will go back to sort of the 80s when he worked in the NHS. He worked in a hospital. NHS procurement was fucked then, son. Blah, 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 blah. And he'll start mentioning companies that haven't existed for 25 years. Right. And I'm like, oh, Dad, I have no frame of reference for what you just said. Yeah. And to be quite frank, I don't fucking care.
What's his take on the horse meat scandal?
I think he'll eat anything, my dad. He'll eat chicken out of the bin. He'll eat horse.
That's the thing. So the people, it's kind of interesting because life throws up these weird kind of contrasts. Mm. The people who are most likely to complain about the horse meat scandal, weirdly, are probably the ones who will eat anything.
Yeah. But it's all processed meat anyway, isn't it? I mean, the horse meat is probably the best thing about that meal, about that lasagna.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think people
probably the most healthy.
They should know what they're eating.
Yeah.
But I think if you are going to complain about this COVID thing, I don't understand why it's such a big deal. I don't understand what people... It's not a complicated issue. It's an infectious disease.
There are people who have flu jabs every year.
Yeah.
Who will be anti-vaxxers.
Measles, mumps, rubella, polio, all these things.
The MMR, baby.
Yeah.
So
anyway, that was Christmas adverts.
I just think that Tesco, look, Trustpilot want us to stick to our experience with Tesco as a food outlet. Well, maybe we would if Tesco hadn't gone from being a food outlet to pushing an experimental jab via Santa. Satan.
Hey,
see what I've done there? Yeah. They mixed up the letters to mix Satan.
Nazi
style and fascist.
I love the strong, I've done my own research energy there. I also like that, you know, for some reason... These things are now just seen as controversial things when there's absolutely no reason for them to be whatsoever. Like it annoys me that they make things that aren't complicated and that are straightforward and that ostensibly were never an issue for some reason have now become an issue. it just beggars belief. It just drives me mental. As mental as the breathy acoustic woman singing. I mean, it might be, it's not the fact that it's a woman, it could be a man. I just don't really understand the trend for acoustic covers of songs that have been going on for like 15 years now.
Is it animated, the Tesco advert?
Can't remember.
Right.
I can't remember
it's
any
really
of them.
Forgettable. Because the John Lewis advert's obviously the one that people. Because John Lewis was never a shop in my mind until I moved to London.
Yeah, me neither.
Until I sort of went to Oxford Street. And, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of an alright place to walk around, but do you ever buy anything in there?
Our department store was Alders back in the day.
Alders, yeah. Fenix and Newcastle, or what was the big one? Presto? No, that was a supermarket. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
It's mad to me that you have such different supermarkets only 300 miles away.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But I think they were all kind of like maybe like Finnish or Swedish. It was the start of the Swedish kind of influence on us, on our cheap supermarket, Presto and Finefare and stuff.
Yeah, I think going back to the whole thing, like there's a real
Dovecot. That was our one in Hartlepool. Dovecot.
And what was it, like a department store like Selfridges?
Big department store in Hartlepool, yeah.
Does it have a big aftershave and perfume thing on the ground floor?
Yeah.
They always have that, don't they?
Sale rooms.
Do you know what is underpinning all this stuff about anti-vaxxing is this idea that individual fucking liberty is the most important thing in any society?
Right.
Which, I understand individual freedoms are important.
I think it's just nice trends, cheap trends.
Some people like, the greater good is important as well. Do things for other people.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen?
But, we sound like very old men, but just people, like, the kids are fine. It's that middle group, isn't it?
But it's not the kids, though, because the reticence to take up the vaccine has been worst among kids under the age of 25. They're the ones who are not taking the vaccine.
Really?
More than any other.
The take-up's
been terrible. The take-up has been worse than any other group. Anyway, fuck it. Let's just talk about something else.
All right, then.
Why don't we talk about a roadrunner, as in an actual animal roadrunner. In a story that sounds like it could be from some kind of Hanna-Barbera cartoon. Do you remember Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote?
Meet.
Enjoy it?
My dad's favourite.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Cartoon, yeah.
Well, who's he always pulling for?
The Rocks. The Acme Corporation.
Yeah.
See, he loves a boot in his mouth.
My friend...
He's big Elon Musk guy.
Your own dad.
Yeah.
Some people will take a bullet for Elon, won't they? For no reason. Elon doesn't even know that exists.
whenever like Elon Musk says his fucking bollocks, it's fucking memey stock price adjusting bollocks. He loads of like absolute fucking Musk stans, like weird men of our age, kind of with
normally into crypto.
Obviously, they're into crypto. We'll kind of talk about people like Bernie Sanders' anti-billionaire agenda and stuff like that. And it's like, what are you getting? There's like five billionaires that are worth, you know, there are about five billionaires that get created every year. Do you think you will be one of those? Because people genuinely do. Yeah, so that's why they talk like that. I'll be friends with Elon Musk and I'll be a billionaire.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you defending there? What are you defending?
It's weird that that's the battle they pick. I'll certainly say that. Very weird.
It's beautiful. I love it.
But Elon, did you say your dad loves Elon?
No, he does. He doesn't. I'm just joking. No, I imagine he finds him quite painful.
But your dad loves Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. It's a great cartoon. Mm-hmm. If you're too young to remember it, go and check it out. But anyway, according to Pete's favourite website, Boing Boing.
Boing Boing.
It's your favourite website, right?
Favourite website.
Would it be your top three?
Top three, definitely. Okay. I've got, you know, you have muscle memory for certain websites.
Yeah.
Boing Boing, NUFC.com. Bit of Reddit nowadays. Reddit's just got a bit of everything.
Why are you not using your bookmarks? Look at that, baby. Look at that. Bookmarks all across.
Yeah, but if someone... I don't want to be caught on a long lens with all my bookmarks laid out. Like you know, people...
Pick a number, I'll tell you the bookmark. I'm not showing them any of it.
Eight.
Number eight. 2, 4, 6, 8. Dictionary.com.
Okay,
give me another number.
I want 12, please.
The Financial Times.
Well, my bookmarks...
They're in alphabetical order, by the way.
And I'm looking at it now. My bookmarks are there when I've accidentally bookmarked something. So my top bookmark is an interview with the band Sunset Suns, which nobody ever remembers, from the Fortitude magazine from about 6 years ago, because I've clearly interviewed them at some point.
I think you're a mug not using tabbed browsing and bookmarks.
You'll use a lot of tabs, don't worry about that. But Juventus Stadium is another one.
That's weird.
The Victorian belief that a train ride could cause instant insanity from Atlas Obscura. Hmm. There's one that just says sex. and I've clicked on that and it's a picture of a Formula One driver from like the 70s or something. And he is quite sexy.
Very handsome.
Very handsome.
I don't recognise him.
I don't really know who he is.
Anyway, I promised our listeners a roadrunner.
All right.
So I'm going to tell you a story about a roadrunner that went from Nevada to Maine.
Ooh.
How's your US geography? You know where
Not
they are?
Very good.
So Nevada's where Las Vegas is, southwest.
Yes.
Maine, the very far northeastern state. So we're talking it's probably about 3,500-mile journey, I'd say. But the reason it did it is because it got stuck in a van.
It
was looking into a van, apparently, and jumped into the van.
Right.
And the geezer came along and shut the door behind it. And then it stayed in the van for 4 days. And then they opened the door and they found the roadrunner in the back of it. And so they took it. I mean, to be fair, they took it to a sanctuary and the sanctuary looked after it. But I just think that's funny because roadrunners are so weird looking.
Yeah, they don't really look like that. I mean, they're not the size of the ones you see in the cartoon, although we don't really know how big the coyote is, to be honest.
They don't beep beep either, I don't think.
They don't beep beep, no.
No, and it's just quite funny to have the... Because you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember the very last scene of Big Trouble in Little China? Which I presume is very problematic these days. Where he's a truck driver, isn't he, Kurt Russell?
Right.
And he's driving away at the end. Mm-hmm. And you think, everything's done. And then the very final scene, the kind of truck goes past the camera. Mm. And in the back is like a terrible monster.
Oh,
in his truck.
Yeah.
So it just reminded me of that. I thought I'd mention it, Pete. I thought you might be into it.
I like it. Just the fact that they managed to get it right across. But does it eat? I'm just imagining the back of the truck. What happens? It's completely dark. I can't see what it's doing. Mm. Strikes a match. It's the van's full of TNT. And he's like, fuck. But he somehow gets out of it because he's the roadrunner.
Yeah, cool. Always
meep,
does.
Meep, meep.
Always does. The roadrunners apparently have very special significance for the indigenous people of Central America. Do you know that?
Oh, right. Okay.
So apparently, so there's an issue in some... I think
Would it be fair to say they're quite fond of all animals?
Yeah, I think so.
Spiritual.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. In, I think, Madagascar, there's an animal called the aye-aye.
Yes.
Which, evolutionary speaking, I think does the same job as the woodpecker does in Europe.
It's got a little finger.
Yeah, it's got a finger.
Oh, a little finger.
And they're amazing.
I've seen one before.
There's a couple at Bristol Zoo. Where did you see them?
Where was I? I think I might have been in Sumatra.
Not Leon C.
No, it wasn't Leon C. I think I went to Sumatra.
You've been to Sumatra?
Oh, yeah, Sumatra, mate.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I don't think they have them in Sumatra.
You know, I think it was a zoo.
Okay, fine. Anyway, so what was a problem for the II, clearly a very serious problem, was that there was some kind of belief from some indigenous people in that part of the world that said if you locked eyes with an II, it was basically like being locked eyes with the devil.
Yes.
And you had to kill it or it would kill you.
Yeah.
So as a result, the numbers dwindled. And then there's a lot of stuff that's gone on that's hopefully to protect them. Anyway, the Roadrunners, according to indigenous peoples of Central America, are believed to have special, like, magical powers. And the noise the Roadrunner does make, I mean, maybe they do make the beep beep, I'm not sure exactly what it sounds like, but the noise they do make is apparently said to make you very tired if you hear it, which I find fascinating, chiefly because that's exactly the kind of psychosomatic thing that would be self-perpetuating, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you,
Because if you convince yourself you're tired, you will get tired.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So there's
it's like, it's like a lovely hot chocolate, which presumably with the sugar should really perk you up. But
it doesn't.
Yeah.
So apparently there's laws against harming the Roadrunners, which should be a good thing.
It's certainly fair, isn't it? I haven't been to Sumatra. I've been to Kota Kinabalu, which is
what's that?
Malaysia.
Say it again slowly.
Kota Kinabalu.
Never heard of it.
In St. Sabah. Mr. Loverman.
Sabah. Mm.
Have you heard of Thomas Neal Cream?
No. Is that his name or is that a brand of cream?
He's got his name, Thomas Neal Cream. He was the Lambeth poisoner. He was a Scottish-Canadian medical doctor who I believe did have one up on Dr. Gillian McKeith in that he was an actual doctor. He was a serial killer who poisoned his victims and was executed after his attempts to frame others for his crimes brought him to the attention of London police. I was reading about this guy today and I'll tell you precisely why I was. Because people reckon that he was Jack the Ripper.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And he, for several reasons, Jack the Ripper killed a lot of people. This guy killed a lot of people in roughly the same kind of place. Apparently, he couldn't possibly be Jack the Ripper because he was in, at the time that the murders of Jack the Ripper happened, he was in prison in Illinois, which is obviously a million miles away from London. But he died and people, and there's been like, you know, a generation, an entire century where people thought this guy was Jack the Ripper because he, a man claimed that his last words on the scaffold were, "I am Jack the," right. And then the hangman hanged him effectively. Yeah. Some people said that, one of Cream's biographers suggested that Cream, on the scaffold, about to be hanged, was so frightened that he lost control of his bodily functions and stammered, "I'm ejaculating." And for many reasons, that's why they thought that he was Jack the Ripper. But I just very much like the fact that that was his last words. "I am ejaculating."
And is that substantiated?
None of this is substantiated. Okay. Look, it was the 1890s.
But that is terrible. That is amazing. Do you know, you know gallows humour?
And also his name's bloody Thomas Neal Cream, creaming all over the place.
Yes, great.
"I'm ejaculating."
Yeah, cream my name. you know the phrase gallows humour?
Yes.
That comes from someone on the gallows.
Doing a gag.
Apparently some wag who was going to be hanged, and he was hanged.
Right.
This is where it comes from. I know it's true, but this is certainly where it comes from.
Right.
He was asked if he had any last words. Mm. And you know, it's like they stand on the trapdoor.
Yeah.
And they got a noose around their neck and then the trapdoor falls out. They said, "Have you got any last words?" And apparently his last words were, "Are you absolutely sure this is going to take my weight?" And that's where it comes
good
from.
Good gag.
Great gag.
Good
and I'll tell
gag.
You what, a great pair of nuts on him to say that there
yeah,
again.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? What would your last words be?
Drill the hard drives. Yeah. I'm already being hanged.
Acid. Tubs of acid.
Drill the fucking hard drives.
Let's have a break. When we come back, then. We'll do our battery brands because it's a Thursday.
Batteries.
I'm going to try and squeeze a couple of emails in as well. It's going to be lots of fun. Stick around. We'll see you just after this.
Needle cream.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Neil Cream, Sweet Beans, it's time for Luke and Pete's Show, part two, on a Thursday, which means batteries. Luke Moore, can you read out some battery brands, what people have come in with, yeah?
I'm reading them, you're checking them.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hello to you, Kia. Kia has been in touch with a pair of Xiaomi Alkaline.
Oh.
Now, you've got the spreading in front of you.
I have.
But I'll say it for our listeners' benefit, who are all into obscure battery brands.
Mm-hmm.
X-I-A-O-M-I mm-hmm. Alkaline.
Let's have a look.
And he says the following while you're searching that. He says, hope to present evidence of what I believe may be a rich deposit of new battery brands, China. I've lived in Shanghai for about a year now, having moved at the height of the epidemic. No longer, this is a longer email for another time. Clearly my personal plight pales into insignificance to potential new cell discoveries. This means a few things. Number one, my Chinese proficiency is good enough to ensure I order the right coffee most mornings. Number two, I'm also able to understand when I'm being ripped off for said coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And
sweet beans, yeah, do you ever eat a bit of dessert and there's sweet beans in it?
They love sweet beans
out there. Love
yeah,
it.
He says other items I can be ripped off for as a result of being an ignorant foreigner, or as they call me over here, old outsider, or Lu Y, or Lao Y. Number three, most importantly, I'm having to replace spent batteries in my gloriously Chinese electronic products. Here's two I came across last week. Let's test the theory. And he's gone to submit, he's decided to submit the Xiaomi Alkaline.
Ah, I see. They are a new player. So
wow,
congratulations
great.
To Kia. Thank you very much.
Congratulations to you, Kia. Thank you very much. Dave's been in touch. He says, gents, looking to replace the battery from a torch found out while dog walking. This weird cell popped out. I think it's a rechargeable, but may not be valid. but I figured it was worth a try. Probe Shiny.
Oh, hello.
We don't take rechargeables, do we?
No, we don't take rechargeables. Unless, can we take AA ones that are rechargeable? As long as they are normal form factor, I think we can do rechargeables, I've decided.
Okay, so you've changed your mind on that.
I'm moving the red line, so Obama style.
Are they new?
Probe Shiny. I can probably type that in myself.
Yeah.
Probe Shiny.
Check the database.
Luke. Oh, yeah. Yo, Speedy, you've got it. You've got it, mate.
New one. Two out of two. We're doing really well recently.
Yeah, you're doing well there, Dev.
And then finally for now, Michael Hayhow, JYP Jajing.
Jajing is a... It's not even in the email. So yeah, that's a new one.
And Kendall, KENDAL.
I think we've had Kendalls before.
I think we have, yeah. Mm. That's from Michael Hayhoe. He says, love the show, never miss an episode, from Moranbah, Queensland, Australia.
Yeah, we've had Kendall a few times. Kendall, okay. Kendall heavy duty. Yeah, just a lot of Kendalls, to be honest. Yeah.
What about Jajing? JYP Jajing?
It's not in there.
Well, if he's not officially submitted, it doesn't fucking count, does it?
You know what? Yeah, we've not had JYP. No, it is in there. Sorry, Michael. Apologies for that. I thought I didn't have one, but yeah. JYP Jajing, or Jajing rather, and Kendall. Kendall gets in. No, sorry, Kendall doesn't get in, and Jajing does get in. No, doesn't get in. Sorry, ignore me. You had a Jajing before.
I'm confused now. Neither get in.
Done. JYP Jajing we didn't have, but Jajing themselves we have had.
Okay, fine.
So it's
okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I think that's fair enough. Tired. That is about as clear as mud. Two new players this week though.
Yeah.
Keep them coming in. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. All right, let's squeeze one more email in before we go. What about this one here from Rob? Who said, no, sorry, it's not from Rob. What am I talking about? He talks about Rob's, but he's called Sean.
Right.
Hello to you, Sean. He says, hi, lads. It's been a while. But a while back, your show triggered some memories from my younger days with a good pal from school, Rob. It would have been sometime in the early 90s, late primary school or early secondary school. One late summer evening, we were dicking about in his garden and we had one of those ripcord helicopters.
Oh,
where you
cool.
pull the string to launch the helicopter. Do you remember those?
Yes, I do. They were a lot of fun.
You stick them on a little, for those who don't know what they are, you stick them on a little port thing and you pull out like almost like a cord on the back of a talking teddy bear and it flies the helicopter up in the air.
Fantastic.
He said, we had devised a daft game where one of us would launch it and the other would try and knock it out of the sky using various things we found in the garden. I launched the chopper at one point and really gave it some welly, and Rob swung a broom to try and down my helicopter. Time seemed to stand still as the head flew off the broom and straight towards the large patio doors, which were double glazed. The broom was one of those cheap plastic ones. Surely it couldn't. But there was a loud bang as the brush head hit the bottom corner of the window, and then nothing. Just as we were breathing a sigh of relief, the whole window came down. Almost instantly, Rob's mum and dad appeared in the frame where their window used to be. We apologised profusely, and I tried to take the blame off Rob by shifting it squarely onto their cheap, shoddy broom, which in hindsight probably didn't help our case. I was sent home on my bike, and by the time I got home, my own mum and dad knew the whole story, and I got a deserved double bollocking. Rob's dad once also caught me and Rob doing aerosol flamethrowers in his garage.
So exciting.
Yeah, with various tins of flammable stuff that dads tend to accumulate.
Mm.
He burst in on us, shouted something about blowing up the whole garage as we were doing it next to his petrol lawnmower, clipped us around the ear and sent me home.
Mm.
I flew home on my bike and arrived just as the phone was ringing. Not really thinking what I was going to do, I snatched a phone hoping to intercept Rob's dad and prevent him from using my parents to give me a bollocking by proxy. I'm sure he was secretly impressed that I'd made it home so fast. If he was, he didn't let on. I sheepishly passed the phone to my dad, who seemed to grow redder in the face the longer he listened. I accepted my bollocking, and we made sure that any future pyromania was a lot more clandestine. Thanks for the show. Much love, Sean. Flying helicopters on little pull strings.
Yeah.
At the risk of being a bit Josh Widdicombe about it. And
flamethrowers.
Flamethrowers near petrol lawnmowers is a great thing.
Yes, lovely. I think with the... why do dads get angry about that sort of thing? Because that's the sort of thing that kids do, mate. It's the sort of thing that kids get
I kind of
think
you
to.
Have to get angry about that if you're a dad.
Yeah, but really in your soul, because you're still that little boy.
My friend...
Really in your soul, you're going, I wish I was there to see the flamethrowers. I would spray it onto my hand and set fire on my hand and people are like, oh my God, his hand is on fire.
Part of the... he's a human torch.
Human torch.
Part of the reason, part of the percentage of the bollocking you're getting from your dad is motivated by the fact that he's now too old to be doing that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he's fuming. Absolutely fuming.
He's flaming.
Flaming.
And my friend Duncan did an exchange to Germany You know, they're like German student exchange.
Mm.
And he set fire to the German host family's house by doing a flamethrower out of a deodorant can into a waste paper bin.
So, but it was rescuable. Didn't take down the whole house.
Well, I think what happened, it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Eventually. But I think what happened was because the technology was so poor then, I don't think they could get a call through to complain about him.
Oh.
And by the time they were able to tell people, I don't really know why, but they couldn't anyway.
Right.
And by the time it got reported, it all kind of died down a bit. And they couldn't muster the same kind of anger.
Yes.
Because they'd cooled off.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, so listen, I mean, flamethrower deodorant cans was a thing. No, actually, when I think about it, it's miraculous that I got through the whole of school without being burnt to death because every kid had a deodorant can in his bag and every kid had a lighter because everyone smoked then.
Correct.
So, yeah, a simpler time, a more dangerous time.
A more flammable time.
Anyway, let's get out of here, Pete. You can wrap up. You
wrap up. All right, okay. This is the end of the podcast. We're going to be doing another one in 3 days' time, 4 days' time.
Four days' time.
And we'll have a lovely time. You'll have a lovely time. We'll try not to do too many swears. We'll try not to be too offensive. But in the meantime, get your messages in. Let us know what you're up to.
That was really understated. Listen to this show and hit subscribe or get fucked. That's what you should have said.
Hello at LuncanPeteShow.com. I'm the Mr. Nice Guy. You're the bad
cop.
I'm
the bad
cop. Yeah. All right. Get in touch. Hello at LuncanPeteShow.com. Or you can get us on the tweets as well. We've still got some emails to go for this week. So I'm looking forward to reading some of those out on Monday that we didn't get back through to. But in the meantime, have a cracking weekend. Have a cracking Thursday, Friday, whenever you listen to this. Have a good one.
See you later.
Ta ta.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.